now, Brandon Sixboy-Shaw.
What is poppin', fam? Monday morning, June 12th. It is cloudy again. Surprisingly, it's cloudy here in Calabasas, California. How is everybody doing? How's your weekend? Great, grand, wonderful. Can't hear you guys. Wish I could. Although that'd be straight mayhem. If I could just hear you guys, whoever's watching this, it's just nonstop chatter. Like it's Bruce Almighty. I just hear you guys. Just, oh, that'd be sick. A little dialogue. That'd be dope. Yeah, coming fresh off the weekend. You had some fights going on. We had a Calabasas fight companion with the great Eric Griffin, the Schmo. It's the Schmo with the pros. You had all those guys going down. And Pauly Shore, the Pauly Shore coming in town. You have to click on it, Chin.
All right, just look.
Yeah, it distracts me. yeah, all those guys are in town and on the show. It was a good crew, man. The Schmo knows his stuff. One of my faves. Did he drive in from Vegas, he said? I think three of us were up since 5 a.m. that day. My day started at 4 a.m. today, but on Saturday, I think the Schmo said he left at 5 a.m. to drive here. He had something going on, something like that. And then Pauly Shore was up at 5 because I think he was shooting all day. Pauly Shore, interesting character. Absolutely loved the dude. I think he felt pressure because he doesn't know about fighting. He thought he was going to be just a fight show. Clearly, he's never seen a fight companion before. Even when I did the ones with Rogan, obviously there's some fight talk, but there's also sometimes we talked about Octopus for 3 hours. You know, it's just you never know where that show's going to go. So I felt like Pauly felt a little out of place, and he wasn't. He wasn't, you know. He asked for the first guy for his rider. He asked for a ton of Taco Bell. Yeah. And, dude, he made a mess. He put lettuce, cheese, in the hallway, in the bathroom.
That's where that's from.
There's like gordita crunch. I'm like, are you 12, Pauly?
Oh my gosh.
It looks like the Cookie Monster. Mm-hmm. The Taco Bell Cookie Monster came in the studio, then went to his dog. He brought his dog pizza. There's only one Pauly Shore, man. You gotta love Pauly. You gotta love Pauly. Let's talk about the fights. It was a interesting fight companion, interesting night of fights. How do I want to phrase this? Not the sleeper we thought, right? It was better than you thought. Wish I could hear you guys. Not the sleeper that we totally thought. Like, obviously the card wasn't stacked like we're used to, especially in the summertime. This is just an appetizer before they get into the big cards in July. That's all they're doing here. Thank God Charles Oliveira and Beneil Dariush was the co-main event. Wish it was the main event. Could use that for that. Should have been a 5-round fight, even though it only went one round. I still would prefer that be a 5-round fight. That's neither here nor there because it got finished in the first round. All I'm saying is thank God Charles Oliveira and Dariush got switched, because remember this was a fight months earlier, but Charles Oliveira injured his. We don't really know what was going on there, but they moved that to this card. And for the Vancouver fans, they are thinking they're fight gods right now, because if that fight was not on this card, it's a tough card, man. Tough card. The Canadians, I think, went 6-0. All Canadians won. Every Canadian won on the card. That has to be a first. Has to be a first. Because in Dublin, when they do them there, in England, there's definitely some Americans that went there and some Russians. UFC 134 that I was on, I know this American that got knocked out by Big Nog. And then who else? Anderson won on that night. It might have been another night where all Brazilians won, where like the country won. Someone lost on the main card who's Brazilian. I remember that. Let me see if my memory serves me right. Somebody lost there. Not a small guy. Because if you go to UFC 134, Chin, fight card results. You go. Oh, there you go. Silva Okami. Okay. So hold on. Anderson Silva Okami. Anderson won. Shogun Forrest Griffin. Shogun won. Edson Barboza, Ross Pearson, split decision. Big Nog, Brendan Schaub. Oh, there it is. Luis Cain lost. All first right. round to Nedkov. Other than that, all of the Brazilians won. Paulo Harris defeated Dan Miller. Thiago Tavares beat Spencer Fisher. God, that card was stacked, daddy.
Back in the days, man.
I'm proud to be part of it. That card was stacked, bro. Dude, look at that main card.
No.
Luis Cano at the time was a savage. You almost forgot he was a savage. He lost that night. And then you got Big Nog, me. Fun fight. Be real. Fun fight. Was on the poster. Fun fight. Edson Barboza, Ross Pearson. That's vintage Edson Barboza, you son of a bitch. Also, vintage Ross Pearson, England's finest. You have Shogun, also pretty prime Shogun there against Forrest Griffin. And then Anderson Silva, one of the GOATs, one of the best to ever do it against Okami. And yeah, the Brazilians had a good night. Point is, the Canadians had a good night. I think they went 6-0. So I thought this would be the only other card. Just obviously I'm biased because I was on the card. I just remember it was a tough night for non-Brazilians, right? But yeah, that Russian one, okay, doesn't really count. It's Russian. Amanda, yeah. So,
sweep, yeah.
Yeah, yep, the sweep. Adam Fugit, definitely the MVP for the Canadians. That boy cheeked up too. Handsome bastard. Handsome bastard all the way around. That boy misses no squats, right?
Adam Fugit?
Yeah, it's a... Adam Fugit got beat up.
Oh, you mean Mike or Milot?
Milot's the dude who's peached up. He's drinking all the maple syrup, goes right to them cheeks. Yeah, good-looking kid. Probably the biggest pop of the night when they showed him. Yeah, he had a good night, man. Yeah. He had a really good night. He was talking about, I saw one of his pre-fight interviews, this was such a big deal for him. He put the pressure on himself. He talked about this going into the fight because he was at when GSP fought Jake Shields, which was at the time, I think, the biggest live gate. I was also there because I think that's all same time Randy Couture fought Lyoto Machida, and I helped Randy Couture, and he got his tooth knocked out. Never forget that. But that was the biggest gate at the time, and Mike Milot was there. I think he was like 12.
Oh, shit.
And it like inspired him. He was like, I want to be the guy that carries the Canadian flag out. I want to be that guy. Now, he's on his way to be that guy, but I think this big pop and where they put him, you know, was definitely a step in the right direction. Talented kid, all finishes. I think he's 30-something, though, so he's not like this young prospect. So he's an interesting one, but he's going to get some...
31.
Yeah, 31. Yeah, so he's not like that young, but he's still, you know, he's newer.
While we're talking about Mike Milot, did you see this part of the the walkout? I don't know if we saw it or not on the broadcast.
I saw it on people sent it to me. I saw it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
The
so when he walked
barricade,
out,
like, the barricade just fell over.
Yeah. So I'll play it real quick. And just look at Mike Malott's reaction. He has zero reaction.
Yeah, because he's going to find another grown man.
But I mean, it falls right on top of him.
He just moves.
And then here's a better angle.
You can tell they're okay, though. It's not like we see in, like, you know, in Brazil when the stadium collapses and there's millions or, you know, hundreds.
I mean, they're low, so that's good. If it was on top, then
that'd be horrible. Oh, my God, it'd be a disaster. Like, if someone fell off the top rafter or something like that, that'd be a disaster. That one, when I saw them, like, oh, they're okay. Yeah. And it came out, Dane, in the press conference, like, everyone's okay. They relocate them to better seats. Yeah. I mean, man. What's going on there? How has that not happened before?
I know.
Because don't get me wrong, I love Mike Milot, but there's been like GSP, Ronda Rousey, Brock Lesnar, you know, Rampage back in the. How did Randy Couture fights where people are just Conor McGregor or they're foaming at the dick to touch the guy? How has that not happened before? Yeah. That's on you, Vancouver.
Gotta change.
That's on you. Whoever put the nuts and bolts in. Probably the same judges that screwed me with the Orlovsky fight, right? That's on you, Vancouver. You got to clean it up. I love Vancouver, though. Have you been to Vancouver, Chin?
I've been to Toronto with you, but not Vancouver. I don't think we've been to...
We went to Toronto together?
Yeah, for one of your shows. We went on the huge tour that we did.
Oh, a while ago.
Yeah, a long time
ago.
Shit. And that guy from that Amazon show, he went with us. It's like a spaceship show that Bezos actually bought the show to renew it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Who the hell? You sure I was there?
So the girl that's a commentator or some for Bellator, her husband.
Megan O'Leary?
No, for Bellator. Jennifer or something like that?
Oh, Jen Brown.
Yeah, Jen, her husband. Yeah, Wes.
Yeah.
Wes Chatham.
Oh, that's my boy.
Yeah, he was with us.
He was?
Yeah.
Dude, you don't remember this? Dude, I don't remember any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the details, man. My brain can only hold so much. Yeah. And then it goes delete.
The Expanse, I think, is called his show.
The Expanse, yeah. Like big time fan base.
Yeah, yeah.
They wanted to cancel it. They had freaking airplanes flying over the studios.
And Jeff Bezos did it.
So are they doing it again?
I think they're done. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Wes, like one of my favorite people on the planet.
Yeah,
I do not remember him being there. He was at the show.
He was with us. Yeah,
in the green room.
We're the hotel. We went to a bar. We ate food.
Holy shit!
Yeah, dude.
You're sure I was there?
I'm 100%. That's the reason why we were there for you,
man. Yeah, I love Wes. Yeah. One of my favorite people on this planet.
So anyways, I've been to Toronto. And I'm not sure if I've been to Vancouver unless we went there.
Completely different.
Okay.
I mean, you got to remember how big Canada is. That's like saying, I've been to New York, same as LA, right? Yeah, yeah, they're completely West Coast, East Coast, completely different. Vancouver's great, man. So expensive, though.
I can imagine.
Ooh, daddy. The real estate up there it has to be top 10 in the world. I mean, it's so expensive out there.
I just remember Toronto being so clean and so many pretty freaking girls. Like,
yes.
Insanely.
I think best in the world. Toronto, best in the world. As far if you're a single man, move to Toronto by far. Okay, well, best in the world is all what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Vancouver's right up there, though, too. Vancouver's fantastic, man. Vancouver's dope. I haven't toured I did Calgary a few months ago. I haven't done Vancouver or Toronto in a hot second. I got to get up there.
Yep.
Vancouver's fantastic.
Oh, I want to go. I want to visit
Let's
Vancouver.
Do it. Yeah. I'll plan it, Chin.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll plan it. We'll bring the crew up there. By crew, I mean you, me, and Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things are different now. Let's take a little break from all the fisticuff talk on UFC 289. Gentlemen, are you ready to take your skincare to the next level? With Father's Day coming up right around the corner, it's this Sunday. It's time to seize the opportunity. And our trusted partners at Caldera Lab, the leaders in men's skincare, have the tools to improve your skin and your dad's, man. You don't want your dad looking all weathered like Clint Eastwood out there. You got to get some moisturizer. You got to get the cream under the eyes, which I use, so I don't have these nuts hanging off my eyes. All right? Signs of aging. It's not good, and that's where Caldera Lab can help you out so your pops has confidence this summer. Join Caldera Lab for the skincare upgrade trusted by the countless bros out there. Use code SHOB at calderalab.com, that's CalderaLab.com, to enjoy exclusive 20% off their finest products. Caldera Labs create high-performance men's skincare products by combining pharmaceutical-grade science along with nature's purest and most potent ingredients. All right? They got the clean slate. They got the base layer. The good is your go-to at night before bed. It's clinically proven. I use it before I go to bed. And if you want to take your skin to the next level, look no further than the Icon. That's what I'm talking about. The Rejuvenating Eye Serum is here to address the three most common skin concerns around the eye, fine lines, dark circles, and puffiness. Boom, look at your boy. I've been up since 4 a.m. I know it's not great. I have a pufferfish face, but still better than John Jones. All right? Get 20% off with the code SHAB, S-H-A-B, at calderalab.com. That's 20% off at calderalab.com by using code SHAB, S-C-H-A-B. Make father time a thing of the past this summer with the best skincare tools from Caldera Lab. Tell you what, your boy's been up since the crack of dawn. And when I get tired, I rely on one product only. It's my friends at Happy Hippo. I use the freaking instant shot. I'm talking about that. I got it right here. You can tell this one's open. I used it right before I went on air. I'm talking about that Kratom shot. This is the sour apple. I take that. Your boy's ready to go. I'm zoned in. Give me that warm, balanced, zoned in, good mood feeling. And if you want to try Kratom, you got to trust the Kratom. You can trust my friends at Happy Hippo. All right? My favorite are the shots. However you want to get your Kratom. Gummies, powders, they got it all. They even have the K-dips. We're talking about Kratom and K-dips. It's like the pouches your boy always uses, but we're talking about Kratom. No one's ever, it's first to market. This is wintergreen. They have the razzle dazzle blueberry flavor. The wintergreen's pretty nice though, but the first ever to do it. So try it out. If you want to get some pouches there, the Kratom pouches, first ever to do it. Happy Hippo's changing the game. They have the best Kratom on the planet. All right. So if you want powders, gummies, the dips, the shots, which I use, go to happyhippo.com. Promo code is thick23. Get 20% off for life. That's thick with three C's. The number 23, you get 20% off for life. Happy Hippo, the best Kratom on the planet. Back to the fight, though. Mike Malott, your MVP of the night. I mean, MVP meaning it's his, home.
Yeah, homecoming.
Homecoming, home field advantage. He pulled it off. The crowd went absolutely nuts for that fight. Then, your overall MVP, obviously, if Amanda Nunes didn't retire, we're barely talking about this fight. And it's not a case of Amanda Nunes not putting on a good performance. It's a case of Irene Aldana literally doing nothing. She froze in the moment. The moment was too big. That's what's going on there. If you look back at the history of Aldana's fights, whenever it became the biggest moment, like the game-changing fight, she hasn't showed up. Mm. In Invicta, in the UFC, whenever it was like that next step, she never showed up. So, yeah, if you look, Holly Holm, huge fight for her, didn't fight great. She lost to Raquel Pennington. But then if you look at her Invicta fights too, if you go to that Tanya Evinger, huge fight. That was for the vacant bantamweight championship. You know, she got beat up. So she's never gotten over that hump. There seems to be a mental block there. I thought with the run winning 7 out of 9, maybe this wouldn't be a case. I didn't even allude to it on the breakdown on Monday when I did the breakdown for what company do we work with? For Mola TV. I didn't allude to it because I was like, yeah, this is kind of an old narrative. She probably got over that hump. That's like saying Charles Oliveira, you know, has quit in him. Clearly freaking doesn't. So it to me, it was like, I'm not even going to touch on that. Clearly I should have, because that is what happened. This is a mental thing. She has the skill set to perform a lot better than she did. She could have went out on her shield. Now, would she have beat Amanda Nunes that night? No, absolutely not. If Amanda Nunes shows up and she's just fighting at 80% and Aldana's at 100%, Nunes beats her 10 times out of 10. She'd have to show up at 100% and Amanda Nunes doesn't want to be there in order to beat her. The problem is Amanda Nunes came in. We didn't know this going into it. This is her last fight. She showed out. She beat the brakes off of her. You know, it was just not very competitive fight. She didn't risk anything. She just did that weird high guard, shelled up. Her legs got destroyed. Her midsection got destroyed. Amanda Nunes, you know, knew it was her last one. Again, we're not talking about this fight unless Amanda Nunes retired, which she did. So a lot of people won't remember this fight. So Amanda Nunes retiring, hats off to her, man. I mean, by far, there's no argument, the greatest of all time. You look at who she's beat. Any girl that ever touched a championship belt, she beat up. You know, her resume is insane. I don't think we'll ever see it again. The knock on her is that the one Juliana Pena fight, if you want to go before that, you know, with the Kat Zingano, doesn't matter, because after she lost to Kat Zingano, she beat everybody possible. Anybody who touched a belt, she beat the shit out of them. Not even close. That's a similar thing to her and GSP. The fights aren't close. That's why GSP is considered one of the GOATs. There's that argument, right? The fights were not close. Khabib, the fights are not close. That's how you separate yourself from the pack when we're talking about championship fighters here. So she just outclassed everybody. Had the Juliana Pena hiccup where she didn't show up. Juliana showed up, beat her, right? Then, all right, cool, you beat me. Beat the piss out of her. Few 10-8 rounds there, I think. They definitely gave her one 10-8. And then with Aldana retired, I think part of the reason she retired, there's nothing really left for her. The trilogy fight with Pena makes no sense, especially after the last outing. There's not a lot of other things going on there. The only one I think that would have kept around is if Shevchenko would have been champion. That'd been the one fight she probably wants, right? A lot of people think Shevchenko beat her, even though Shevchenko's in a different weight class. When they did fight, that was a close fight. A lot of experts did give it to Shevchenko, but then Shevchenko loses to Grasso, so that's out the window. So there's not a lot left for Amanda Nunes to do. She's kind of waiting around, so I think it was the perfect retirement. And I don't think I think she's retiring like Khabib did, where there's no chance she comes back. Not a chance. Have to take like a Ronda Rousey, maybe, like something super special to get her out of bed. But she sounds like she's done. By far the best to ever do it. No argument there, as far as women goes. No argument. Then Charles Oliveira really stole the show. Boy, y'all must have forgotten, including myself. So many experts, so many people in our field were picking against Charles Oliveira. And it's so weird. This guy never gets the credit that he deserves, because if you look at his resume, his strength of schedule of fighters that he beat, his reign at the lightweight division when he was champion, the names that he beat, compared to Khabib, it's not even remotely close. It's not even strength of schedule, Khabib's Florida Atlantic. You know, like it's not even remotely close. Charles Oliveira's Alabama. So keep that same energy when you go to college football. when you look at Alabama, who if they go undefeated, or say a Georgia and the SEC goes undefeated, then you look at a team who's even in the Pac-12 or the ACC, they go undefeated. Nobody goes, that's the best team. They blew everybody out. Well, yeah, who are they playing? With Khabib, it's like he's the best 155 time. Who's he fighting? Look at his resume. Look how long he held the title for. I really don't get the argument that he's the best, the greatest to ever do it. Now, he did beat the piss out of everybody they fought. Look at his strength of schedule. His best win is Dustin Poirier. Great win. Don't get me wrong. Dustin Poirier. Great win. He beat Gaethje. He beat Conor McGregor, Ally Quinta, Edson Barboza. So he won his belt off Ally Quinta. Then he defended against Conor McGregor, defended against Dustin Poirier, defended against Justin Gaethje. So when he was champion, he fought Conor, Dustin, and Gaethje. Had three hard fights. Go to Charles Oliveira.
Yeah, I guess it's just his record, right? That's why. Like, well, how long, how many fights he had beforehand? That's what makes it look way bigger.
It just hit the guys that he beat. Like, if you're looking at Hall of Fame credentials, and let's say there was a greatest of all time, yeah, and you go, okay, well, we just went over Khabib. He had his three wins when he became a champion, three really good wins, no doubt. Cool. Charles Oliveira beat Darius, 9-fight win streak. Now you guys go, oh, he's not that good. Okay, whatever. So he beat Darius, he beat Justin Gaethje, beat Dustin Poirier. So those are two wins that Khabib has. He beat Michael Chandler, Tony Ferguson, and that was a Tony when pretty damn good Tony, right? Mm-hmm. He beat Kevin Lee, David, you know, Jared Gordon. You know, we can't count that as one of the great wins, but still not bad. Jim Miller, Clay Guida, Will Brooks, you know, Miles Jury at the time. Like, you remember at the time, Will Brooks was a big deal, right? He was a Bellator champion, came over, he beat him. Miles Jury was the next big thing, you beat him. Jeremy Stephens was very tough in 2000 and what is that?
14.
Very tough. You just look at his wins, dude, you know? And then I guess the knock on him would be the losses, you know, early in his career. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And then we all thought he had quit in him. We thought he had quit in him. And then he just somehow conquered that and got over it. So he's incredible now.
Yeah, so take out the pre-champion run and go just champion for champion run. This isn't even a debate, dude. So he won the belt at where at? So he won the belt against Michael Chandler.
2021.
Then 1, 2. So 1, 2, 3. They lost it.
To the best.
So it's similar to Khabib, right? Khabib had 3, 2. And But yeah, Khabib to get the belt fought Ally Quinta. He fought Chandler. Michael Chandler.
Yeah, yeah.
And Chandler.
It's a good argument.
It's a good argument.
Yeah.
I just always value longevity, you know? I get the argument.
He's still in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And now for sure, there's no other fight to make. It's Charles Oliveira and Khabib. I'm sorry. I fucking wish.
Yeah.
It's Charles Oliveira and Makhachev.
Rematch, yeah.
Makhachev's the closest thing we have to Khabib. So you get the rematch. He's a big dog, too. I think he's plus 400, plus 300 already.
Wow.
And Dana, who says he doesn't make fights after the fights, mm-hmm, he made the fight. He's like, let's not make this complicated. That's the fight to make. Plus 250.
I don't know if that's the older one or the newer one, though.
Yeah, I know.
No, these are old. I typed in odds.
I saw it on Twitter. There's new odds. Yeah.
So I'm guessing he's going to be, Makhachev's going to be a huge favorite.
Yep. Still is. Makhachev's just that style that's going to be tough for Charles Oliveira to beat. That's how good Makhachev is. And people forget, Makhachev outstruck him that fight, too. Makhachev's a mother trucker.
Did you ever rematch anyone?
No, I wish.
I wonder, like, if you rematched, if you learned a lot of stuff about that person, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe Charles just had a bad night. You know, you got to hope. He didn't fight the same way with that kind of reckless, like, abandonment and, like, trying to get him out of there.
And it looked like he tapped right away. I don't know.
He fought very cautious. Yeah. Didn't want to be in there. That shows you how good Makhachev is, too. He's like, holy shit, I can't get anything out of this guy. So.
Yeah.
Good night, fights overall. Go check out the Kyle Bass fight campaign, UFC 289 right now on YouTube. The full episode's there. Clips are there. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Let's take a little break. This episode of The Shop Show is brought to you by the one, the only, Onnit. Onnit, man. Onnit. They make Alpha Brains the number one nootropic on the freaking planet. You've heard about it. You've seen it in Whole Foods. You've seen it at Walmart. You've seen it all over. You're like, eh, should I try it? How about this? Not only can you try it, there's no risk. There's no risk. They give you your money back. You can keep the product, share it with a friend who's going to appreciate it because it actually works. It's the number one nootropic for a reason. They've sold over 1 million bottles. Now, there's the regular Alpha Brain you see at Whole Foods and Walmart and all that. Then there's the black label, which your boy uses. It gets you basically like Jeff Bezos' level of brain power. That's right. Aids in mental processing, caffeine-free, and helps promote with the flow state, promotes focus, supports memory. Remember names, addresses, phone numbers. When's the last time you remembered your buddy's phone number? Think more clearly under stress. Onnit has it all. They have the best nootropic on the planet in Alpha Brain. They have instant Alpha Brain. They have the Alpha Brain shot. They have the Alpha Brain Black. They have the regular Alpha Brain you see at Whole Foods and Walmart. All right. They offer all that, the best nootropic on the planet, but you can also get 10% off all their fitness equipment, kettlebells, steel club maces, yoga mats, protein powders, warrior bars, creatine, fish oil, total gut health. They have it all. It's the best supplements on the planet, the best nootropic on the planet. Get with the hype. This is real here. Go to onnit.com/shop. That's S-C-H-A-U-B, onnit.com/shop. You get 10% off everything I just mentioned, all Alpha Brain across the board, all workout gear, all workout devices, streaming fitness, onnit.com/shop.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's get back to the program. Other than that, man, you had Floyd Mayweather fighting John Gotti's nephew.
Yep. Or, yeah, I think nephew.
Do we feel like it's fake? Because they stopped the fight because Gotti kept holding and they kept talking trash to each other. The ref stops the fight. Then John Gotti tries to continue the fight, talking shit to Floyd. And then both corners jump in there and all of Floyd's people jump in there. It spills out even into the back of the arena when they leave the cage.
In the back too?
Yeah. And then John Gotti's aunt or cousin left a pretty racist
really?
Instagram? Yeah. Called Floyd Mayweather's like daughter. It was not good. If you look it up, it's pretty tough.
Yeah. Well, yes.
I don't get why Floyd's doing this stuff, man.
I mean, he's making some bank, I'm sure.
I don't know what Floyd's doing this stuff for. Even Floyd has to be like, what am I doing?
I mean, this has happened like in MMA and boxing. Like, how many security guards are around the ring?
Not that
you can't
many,
control that many
Floyd,
people.
Right? But even when Floyd fought Logan, it wasn't like this. But I'm assuming, yeah, I don't know. See, this person says staged as AF.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can totally imagine it being staged for sure.
Yeah, the whole thing's weird. Also, don't do that. Don't fight him, Floyd. What are you doing?
He has enough money now.
What do you got, Jen? It has to be an ego thing for Floyd. He just wants to stay relevant.
I kind of feel like Connor's the same way, too. Like, he wants to be in the public eye, so that's why he still fights.
Yeah, they're all set. I think, yeah, I don't know. They're that hunger for the fame, competition, you know? Because it makes no sense Connor's coming back.
Exactly. He's so rich.
Makes no sense Floyd's doing this.
So there was a PFL over the weekend as well, and the reason I bring this up is because...
Oh, Brendan.
What's up?
That Brendan kid got knocked out.
Yeah.
Big.
I think he's a huge favorite, too, right?
Massive.
Yeah. But Marlon Moraes, he finally retired. So
you know who else retired? Big
yes,
Chris Silva.
I have that
Thank
too.
God, dude. Yeah, 11 in a row. This one, at least he didn't get starched, but he just fought, you know, some kind of sloppy dude. It went to decision. It was bad, man. Marlon Moraes was a bad mamba when he was in his prime.
He was so fast and so freaking, yeah.
Bigfoot Silva suffers 11th
straight loss and finally retires. Thank goodness.
I heard one of the reasons because everyone's like, why does he keep doing it? I heard one of the reasons he's doing it is because his condition, he didn't have long to live, so he's trying to get as much money as he can for his family.
Damn it.
Thank God he's done, though.
Yeah, thank goodness. So he can still stay with his family for as long as he's here and not be completely gone.
Yep.
This I thought was very interesting. Someone took a picture of Beneil Dariush after the weigh-ins. So his they're saying his wedding ring didn't even fit his finger. That's how much
he lost. So much weight. Yeah,
look at it. Looks
that baggy wedding
super
ring.
Loose. Yeah,
yeah, it looks terrible.
That was pretty cool.
Poor Beneil, man.
It seems like he had a really bad weight cut. So I wonder if that was part of
the whole thing. It was just, you know, the whole thing. He's one of those guys that you want him to get the title
he
shot.
Should have absolutely got a title shot.
It's happened to so many guys before. So he's another one. It's just a bummer. And then with Amanda Nunes retiring. So we know the 145-pound division's completely gone. That goes with Amanda. And then the bantamweight division, it's just like there's this huge void there now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a huge void. At 125, still stacked, you know? 25 stacked. That's thriving. But at 35, it's just, you know, 35, you have...
Wait, that's pound for pound?
That's pound for pound.
Strawweight, flyweight. So 125.
Yeah, go down. It'll be the next one. There it is. Bantamweight. So you have Pena, who's going to be number one now. There'll be no champions. You have Pena, Raquel Pennington's probably going to fight. Holly Holm has a tough fight. If she were to win, that's a name they'd put up there. Outside that, you know, it's not great looking. And there's like no really like super young talent that you're vying for either. It's completely wide open, man.
Yeah.
And Amanda Nunes beat pretty much everybody there. So it's like, she said, you know, whoever wins, just it's a fake belt. And you guys know it because I retired. She's kind of right. Like, and she's beat all of them.
Mm-hmm. Dana White even kind of agreed to that too, which
it's
is kind
tough.
Of crazy.
You need some new young life in that division.
Like
featherweight's just done. I mean, they don't have ratings. Like, there you go. There's no rankings whatsoever. It's just her. There's not, and think about it. Like, even outside the UFC, go to, if I'm the UFC, I create an atomweight. Atomweight's stacked. The UFC don't have the division, but like one championship, Ryzen, other, you know, all around Invicta, atomweight's stacked. Just think about it. Just like it with the men, there's so many smaller women walking the planet than there are big. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be stacked. Atomweight's stacked. UFC could create an atomweight division.
105 to 115. Yeah, it's super light.
Yeah. They're super skilled, though.
Yeah, dude.
That's what I'd do if I was the UFC. I'd shut down the featherweight and create atomweight.
Bring Angela over. Angela Lee.
She retired?
What's up?
Rumor is she's retired.
No way.
She doesn't want to fight since her sister passed. She's done fighting.
Oh my gosh.
You know, breaking news for Jen.
That story is still
tragic,
so heartbreaking.
Dude. Yeah. That makes you so sad.
Yeah.
What else you got, dude?
All right, let's see.
Here I go again on my own.
Oh, so Deontay Wilder has mentioned this before, how he would want to fight Francis Ngannou, but he's doubling down, saying that he would do a boxing match and an MMA match.
Well, that MMA match would be,
because it's like both worlds. I'd be super down to watch this.
Oh, I'm in. Take my money. Yeah. That's the best case scenario. And if this is Francis, I should say, not Francis, if PFL can pull this off, then it's a win for Francis. 100%. This is the only way I will co-sign Francis' move to go to the PFL is if he gets a Deontay Wilder, a Fury, a Joshua fight. It looks like Wilder's the only one willing to play ball here. So if that's the case, how in the frick do you not show up and square off against Deontay Wilder when you know he's at PFL? You're telling me you didn't know? Of course, PFL was like, hey, Deontay Wilder just reserved his seats. He's going to be cage side. We're going to interview him. How do you miss that opportunity and not show up to square off with Deontay Wilder and get that in the news cycle, dude? That would have been massive, massive. Complete failure on his team's part. I don't know where he's at.
Is he in Africa? If that's the case, then I get it. But
if not, dude, how are you not there?
Yeah, huge opportunity.
And even with MMA, I mean, Francis out-grappled Ciryl Gane, which isn't saying much. Ciryl Gane and Deontay Wilder probably have the same jiu-jitsu, but I would assume at MMA, again, it's the best shot for both of them. For Deontay Wilder, his best shot in MMA to win a fight is against Francis. For Francis, his best shot to win a boxing match is with Deontay Wilder. Mm-hmm. It makes all the sense.
Yeah.
I'm in. Take my money.
Two of the biggest punchers, right? Boxing by and far. MMA, yeah.
Yeah, nobody's a hard puncher to this right now, even close. I mean, I don't know how long, probably since George Foreman. Deontay hits the hardest at anybody. Francis in MMA, nobody hits harder than Francis. Take my money.
Yeah.
Somebody get knocked out.
Hopefully it happens.
Oh, I hope it happens for Francis' sake.
This is cool news. So Chris Weidman's finally returning. I don't know how long it's been since he broke his leg, but he's returning against Brad Tavares.
I like this for both guys. Tough fight for both guys. Brad lost his last fight. For Chris Weidman, he says he's going to open up with the hardest leg kick of his life.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, he said, apparently he's kicking like a mule. I love that, though. Pretty cool.
Yeah, he said because it's that mental block, right? Obviously, if you just get that out of the way, that's huge for him. So.
And he's fighting in Boston. Hell yeah. Take my money.
Mm-hmm. And then, so Jon Jones was at that, I think he was at the PFL or Anthony Pettis's. I forget which place Pettis's. He was at. Pettis, okay. So then,
he was looking thick in the face.
Super thick, dude.
Thicker than my face. Let's be honest.
Yes.
His face is thicker.
Yeah, he's super thick. I was asking Schmo about him too, but I won't say it here, but yeah, he's super thick. So he's asking Dana White to do the, obviously the Tyson Fury fight, to do both things. He said he would, just like a,
PFL?
Yeah, just like he wants to box him and he will do MMA.
Here's a question for you fans out there, leave in the comments. What sells more pay-per-views? Tyson Fury, Jon Jones boxing match, or Francis Ngannou, Deontay Wilder boxing match?
I know what I like more.
What?
Jon Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about the marketing behind it, too.
Yeah.
His face is way thicker than mine.
So thick, dude.
Yeah. Strange, right?
That's why I was like, I thought he was going to get more into his body, like lean up. But
That's what he said he was going to do.
I feel like maybe he's just like, he knows he's so good. He's like, now he can just be a heavyweight and do whatever. I don't know.
Might be in a little trouble if he fought Sergey Pavlovich might have something to say about that. Natural heavyweight, eats whatever he wants, you know? I think he can get away with this with the Stipe there, but outside that, could get dicey for him. What sells more pay-per-views?
Yeah.
Deontay Wilder, Francis MMA fight, or Jon Jones, Tyson Fury boxing fight?
I think without a doubt, Jon Jones. What do you think, Case? I think Jones. Yeah.
Jones all the way around, yeah. Right? No matter, because you have Jones, the biggest name in UFC outside Conor.
It'd be so cool to see
our GOAT, and then you have Tyson Fury. Yeah,
in a ring. Like
Tyson Fury's bigger than Deontay Wilder. So just number-wise, is this a stupid question? Yeah, it is, right?
Either way, both fights, they're great. I love them.
It's just funny. Dana's like, you know, we don't do those circus acts here. And they all do Tyson like versus
days
John.
Later.
Yeah, literally. He's like, that's not what we do here. I put on the best fights possible. We are a real sport. That being said, I'm down for Jones, Tyson Fury MMA match and have some male fucking ring card boys, you know?
You, right?
Hell yeah, I'm in, dude. You got to give me 3-month notice, though. I got to. Fast, dude. I'd fast.
Would you really do it, though, honestly?
Yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah. It'd be super funny if you did.
I'm on my dates. I'll do it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. This is just a interesting post by Israel.
Put my wiener in everybody's face. That'd be sick, dude.
So Adesanya is pushing for bonuses to go up, which obviously they should, because he mentions inflation as one of the reasons. But, you know, fight night bonuses, you know.
50's not shit for the UFC. And again, we know they made more money than they've ever made, but the bonuses stay the same.
Yeah, and they did increase the bonus sometimes for some reason.
They took it down.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It was 100, now it's down to 50, 50 across the board now. Now, they might do some discretionary bonuses, whatever. I'm not talking about that. But when they say, you know, when it's reported that we've made more money than ever, it's like, okay, well, then shouldn't everybody eat then? Shouldn't everybody's purses go up?
Yeah.
Including the bonuses?
Oh, and also he made a point that since they did that merger with WWE, they have like, you know, there's more assets, more money. So
way more.
Why not?
More sponsors across the board. That's why they made so much money.
Yeah, I think 100,000 sounds like perfect. Should be more, but I think it sounds perfect, 100 grand.
He said like, hey, inflation has been going up. The bonus has got to go up. That's how I feel. Well, I've told them this. I've said this publicly. It's not crazy. That's not crazy. They're not going to do it, but it's not crazy. He's spot on there.
100K sounds good.
That's what you need, though. You need guys like him saying, you guys got to pay us more.
Yes. Big
now,
name.
Not my overall purse, because I'm sure Izzy's taken care of, but bonuses across the board, that's a small win for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
50's not nothing for the UFC. 50K?
Of course not.
Dana gave the fucking, you know, the
Nelk boys.
Nelk names? Boys, yeah. Like whatever it was. 200 grand just for his birthday or some shit.
I know. All right, so this kind of sucks. I don't know if it's true or not, but Dana White, at a press conference, he's saying, like, no, absolutely. Kamaru Usman versus Khamzat Chimaev is not happening.
Well, that's...
He said it's bullshit.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
When is Khamzat going to fight? Now, Schmo on the campaign goes, I think it's visa issues. Something's going on there. Can't be just visa. Because he can fight outside of the United States. They put on enough fights. There's nothing, though. There's no smoke. There's no. This is the most smoke we've had on him. Where there's smoke, there's fire, but then this isn't happening.
Yeah, I don't get it, because Kamara actually wants to fight him, too, which is...
And Hamzat's like, just give me a fucking fight here.
Yeah. I don't know.
The conspiracy would say, did something happen? Was Khamzat suspended for something that we don't know about?
He has not been around. Yeah, you're right.
And how big is Khamzat? Massive. Yeah. And they're just not fighting him?
Hmm.
What's going on here?
Yep. There might be something. Okay, so here's the rumor. So Conor McGregor was at a Heat game, right? NBA Finals game, I think it is. You know this. I don't know if it was a Finals game or not, but it was a...
Yeah, it was the Finals, dude. And okay. Game 5 is tonight in Denver, right. And Denver's going to close it out and win the Finals for the first time ever.
There
you've
go.
Never even been to the Finals, Chin. You son of a bitch.
I don't know anything about
it. We're going to win tonight, dude.
So Conor McGregor punched the mascot. And apparently, the headlines are saying that the mascot had to go to the ER.
But he was fine. Yeah, have you seen the punch? He wails the shit out of
this
thing.
Punch, for sure.
I don't like his outfit there, but here's the problem.
Yeah, he looked Dracula.
Yeah, it's very strange. But here's the problem. Who thought this was a good idea? I'm with Dana. He's like, why would the mascot... Who in the NBA thought this was a good idea? I know, a
professional fighter. There he goes.
I mean, real punch. And the weird thing, he follows up with ground and pound.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That, you can tell the guy's like, God damn, dude. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You can tell even Connor goes, eesh.
And then he sprays his, you know, pain relieving spray. The marketed spray. Yeah. Yeah, weird.
The whole thing's weird.
Yeah, it's definitely weird.
I don't blame Connor. Like, hey, you want to hit the mascot? I was like, sure. You're lucky that was in France or something. Give him that Overeem uppercut. You know?
Yeah.
Who at the NBA was like, yeah, let's have you punch the mascot. Mascot's like, what? Like, don't worry, dude. Your head's down here. The beak's up here. He's going to hit the beak. Connor hit straight in right fucking the face.
If this is real, I don't know.
I think it's real.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm so like,
good promotion either way.
Stuff.
Yeah, me too. I'll say what though, I'm kind of jonesing for the Ultimate Fighter tomorrow night. Starting to really? Like it. Yeah. Starting to like
wow.
it. Counting down the days to the Tuesdays now.
I didn't see episode 2, so was episode
way better.
2 better than 1?
Okay. Way better.
All right.
Connor still didn't show up to the weigh-ins, but whatever.
Maybe that's the thing then. That's
fine. It has to be in his contract where he's like, I'll do it, but I'm doing all this bullshit. I don't need to be there.
This was announced last week, but UFC is going to return to Paris. Return to Paris on September 2nd, but they haven't announced the fighters.
You're telling me Khamzat can't fight in Paris?
I know, right?
Why not? What's going on here?
I don't know what's happening. Yeah, I'm going to start Googling stuff about Khamzat later then.
Good luck finding something.
Yeah.
UFC's kept it pretty under wraps. And Hamzat's like, I've literally accepted every fight. Kobe's like, yeah, he said he didn't want to fight me. He's like, that's not, I said I would. What the hell's going on here? Paulo Costa, remember that? What happened?
I know.
And Paulo Costa's fighting some random fucking Russian, like horrible fight for him. I don't know what's going on here.
That's the biggest thing right now then, huh? What the hell's going on with Khamzat?
Interesting, right?
So if your best guess, would it be something to do with USADA?
I need more information, but... It's definitely one of my options.
Because you don't have to announce it until you're actually convicted right now. The rules change, so that would be interesting.
It's very. I'm just saying, a guy of that high profile, UFC doesn't have a ton of stars. There's been so many rumors. We know Khamzat is willing to fight anybody
at
any given time.
Fans want
We're
to
all
see
vying
him.
For yeah. it. His merch just dropped. We've seen merch, but I help him out. Not a big deal. But so there's all this stuff. All of it makes sense. And no fights in over a year? What's going on there, dude?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's interesting, right? I like conspiracies. It could just be like, it's a visa. It could be super simple.
But then they just announced that.
That's why conspiracies are fun. They're better than the truth. And that's why we roll with them. Because they're fun. They're better than the truth. Yeah. You know?
But if it was a visa thing, they would just say, hey, it's a visa thing. But they're not saying anything.
That's where I'm like, what's going on here? Because they say nothing.
Yeah.
Like, and Dana's very vague on it. Yeah, trying to get him a fight. Notice also, it's like the White House. At the White House, there's those softball questions. They have one guy from Fox that uses question, that girl shuts it down. Whenever it's Biden, it's just softball questions. Well, Dana, they pick and choose who's at those press conferences. So there has to be a memo out there like, don't ask about Hamzat. When's the last time somebody asked about Hamzat?
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember Luke Thomas even mentioned before, like, this is your livelihood as a media member. You know, if you say something or you ask a crazy question,
you're
out. And there goes your money. There
Same with the White House.
Yeah. Yeah. So I get it. Yeah.
It's weird, right?
So I'm really thinking that right? Something has to do with USADA.
If you go down the rabbit hole, you're like, oh, it's USADA. Yeah. But who knows? These are all, I'm not saying that he tested hot. All I'm saying is I want to see the man
Questions.
Fight. Something's up.
Yeah.
And UFC needs stars.
Yeah.
We're in the ecosystem. When the UFC has a star, it's better numbers for us. When there's no stars, our numbers are down. The UFC's down. You know?
Yeah.
It makes no sense across the board for anybody.
Well, let's see what happens. Hopefully, maybe Chael knows.
I'm going to text him and Luke after this.
Yeah. All righty. Let's see here. Oh, this is just a quick one.
Boy.
So, what? What happened?
Julian Pena, man. Talk about shooting yourself in the foot. Like, just being unlikable. I love Julian Pena. I think she's great. She was like, I don't know why anybody's doing this. You know, she's not a big draw. You know, it's a snooze fest.
Yeah.
And when she retires, she's like, I scared you into retirement. It's like.
She's talking a lot of smack, yeah.
It's so straight. And she talks smack. Remember, one of the reasons you love Pena too is going into that first Amanda Nunes fight. She's like, I'm going to beat her. Everyone's like, you're out of your fucking mind. She beat her,
yeah.
So there's some validation there, but it was just, you know, her being like, oh, I scared you into retirement. It's like, did you not, do you get beat up so bad you forget the rematch? There's some 10-8 rounds there, girl. That fight was not competitive. And she's like, don't compare yourself to Anderson Silva. You're just like, oh my God, this is not the way to go.
Yeah, a lot of fans were
be a little humble there. But also, I could see talking shit to Amanda Nunes if you were like a big star. You know what I'm saying? Like if you were this massive draw, you're like, she's boring. Nobody's paying attention. But it's like, you're a bigger star? No, right? You know, it's just weird. Mm. Doesn't make sense. Because she'll have her opportunity now. Amanda's gone. Now she'll have her. Let's see what you do with your pay-per-view star. You know,
we shall see. So in this particular video, it's just a media member. I think it might have been from MMA Junkie. So, Juliana was like saying, like, look, I have like, you know, knee scars from like surgeries. Like, zoom in.
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay, so I'll just play.
Not too good.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Juliana Pena is just.
So have you ever broken a rib
spicy.
Before?
Spicy.
Yep.
You have? And how was it for you?
I got hit by a car. It was not too good.
Yeah. Ernesto, I've actually been ran over by a car too. I got ran over walking on the sidewalk. Yeah. So just so you guys know, I've dislocated both my arms. I've torn both my knees, if you guys can zoom in and see these scars. I've broken pinkies. I've broken fingers. I've got my head split open. This game is full of injuries. We are in the fighting game and injuries
the cameraman's
happen.
All, yeah.
I
The so, cameraman's like, yeah.
All girl. The comments, even Alan Joban is like, dude, easy with the zoom. Because yeah. It looked like an upskirt.
Yeah, the cameraman was like, hold up, girly, let me see the knees. Creepy, dude.
Yeah. So, but this is her kind of, you know, addressing the rumors that she faked an injury to not get into the Nunes fight.
She's a fighter's fighter, man.
Yeah, like, she's definitely.
She went out on her shield. Even if she got her ass whooped, she put up a better fight than Aldana. Yeah, it's so stupid when people think that. Broken rib is no joke. I've broken my rib. It takes forever to heal because the blood flow is not a lot. There's not a lot of like veins and, you know, all that shit there. So
circulation or whatever.
It takes forever to heal. It's hard to breathe. Like, that's a horrible injury.
Mm. Yeah. I think I bruised my ribs and it was incredibly painful. So this is John Jones at the Anthony Pettis event and someone wore a shirt of his mugshot. His
mugshot?
Yeah, and he took a picture with
He's putting it thumbs down.
Yeah.
These trolls, though, that's an interesting move.
With John Jones, I would never.
He's one of the few guys that wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he took it in good, you know.
Kids are doing anything for clicks, though, man.
Yeah. There's really not much else. Let's see. Okay, this one, Case, you can see if we can play this video or not. But it's so someone's Instagram, and this is a Michael Jackson MMA thing.
Okay.
I'll just play for
I
you.
Already don't like this. Let's play it.
This is if Michael Jackson was an MMA fighter. And he's good at striking, right?
He has to have some background.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking really talented.
Yeah.
He's so talented. Oh yeah, I mean he has it down. I mean it's so funny.
Yeah, I don't know his Instagram, but wait,
that Beryl was great though.
Pierna, I don't know.
Great,
okay,
yeah. Fantastic,
cool.
That's a good one to end on.
That's all we have, other than the fights this weekend.
You have a fight night? Is it Saturday or Friday? It's probably Saturday.
Saturday, right? 7 p.m. at the Apex, which
at the Apex, yeah. Kind of boring. Whatever. Marvin Vettori, Jared Cannonier. It's an important fight in the middleweight division. I'll roll my boy Vettori on that. Sarukian's fighting Joaquim Silva, Petrosian, Duncan. Not a great card. Not a great card. That one, the main event's important for the middleweight division. And then Sarukian and Silva is important for that lightweight division. So,
cool.
Not bad. Bellator's way better.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest.
And I think this is a Friday.
Being completely Bellator. Transparent, this Bellator card is fire. You got Nemkov, Yoel Romero for the light heavyweight belt.
Awesome.
You got Sergio Pettis, Patricio Pitbull, Corey Anderson, Phil Davis. I'm not mad at all. Just those three fights should let you know it's a better card than the UFC. It's a good card.
Dude, this guy's Showtime? Name is Matthew Perry.
Oh, yeah, from Friends fighting?
Yeah, Showtime.
Sick. Good for them. Good for Bellator. Both busy weekend. I'll take it. Mm-hmm. Friday night fights and Saturday, take my money. All right, kids, thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be doing sets around L.A., taking a little break from touring this summer. Next date on the books is July 28th, Schaub and Friends. Then I have a bunch more dates, but next one, Spokane, September 21st to September 23rd. Then I'm at Skankfest, September 29th through October 1st. Niagara Falls, New York, November 4th through the 5th. One show on the 4th, one show on the 5th. That's a casino theater out there. So Niagara, let's do this thing. I have a bunch more dates coming up, though, and those will be up there and announced. The new Thick Boy merch, the authentic Thick Boy jerseys. They have a pinstripe one. We got this gray one. We got hoodies. They're not out yet. They should be coming out soon. We'll keep you guys posted. But that's available soon, very soon. Hats, hoodies, new authentic jerseys. It's going to be lit. All right, kids. All right, man, go watch the new Kyle Bass Fight Companion available right now on Thick Boy YouTube. We have a very special one-on-one coming up this week with a great guest. So looking forward to that. That comes out, I think, on Thursday. And that's it, guys. Be safe. Be nice to each other. See you next time. Like, subscribe. Love you guys. I'm out.